It still shows up as the tile outlet.
I know, I'm on the other line. Josie's on the first line.
Do you have any carpet remnants?
Yeah, I know. I know. And it's so weird because since I about gave us this, right?
Yeah.
And like, you would think they would change the name.
I think that's a phone company thing, honestly.
It's a rollover line. It's, you know, one that if you don't, if we're on the first line, it rolls over to the second line. But when you call out on it, it's still a tile shop.
Hey, did you see my email I sent you with Zing?
Yeah, we have that. But I guess since we're not as big as you, I mean, there was one package we sent to somebody, and it was like $70.
Well, how did you send it? Like overnight, like a.m.?
Yeah. Well, no, we just sent it overnight.
Yeah, the insurance probably cost a fortune if it was a large, expensive package.
Yeah. It just used to not cost as much as it does now. I don't know what the deal is.
I have.
But anyway, I got. But yeah, we have that, Josie said. That's what we use. It's just, it's super expensive. Okay. Mama says she's giving me limits on these boys.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy that she's doing this?
Well, like I said, you know, I think by experience, she is probably looking after their best interests as far as, you know, guiding them as to what they want to do or whatever like that. But, you know what? It is what
it is. These guys are not kids. They're grown people.
No.
Anyway, on the Emerald Cup.
Yeah.
We got to have nice color. You knew that because it's like a at least an F, I would think.
Yep.
Because it's going against lab-grown traps. So,
All right, lab traps, okay.
Yeah. So what can I get? Maybe in the carat 75 range, carat and a half?
Sure. 1 second. I think in this case, because you have trapezoids, the millimeter is probably the most important thing.
Oh, you need the millimeter size of the traps?
No. Actually, you know what? If you have it, I'll take it, because that gives me a visual.
Okay. They're both coming in on Friday now, different times. But neither one of them know that the other one's getting engaged.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let me measure these. You want the longest part, right? That's going to go up against the diamond.
Yeah, that's all it really needs, the longest part. Because if the longest part extended past the emerald, like, starts, you know, the cut, then it looks goofy.
Okay. It looks like... About 6.3.
Okay. See, I got one right here. I have an emerald cut that's a 150 GIA VS2F color, for example. Mm-hmm. The length on it is 697.
And that's good, right?
It would be, yeah, because I'm thinking like we're using trapezoids, those points should not go any further than where the diamond makes that angled cut.
Yeah. I trust you on that one.
All right, so let me earmark that. That's a carat and a half.
How much is that one?
74.63.
Okay, that works.
And then I don't have, let me see what I can muster up in a carat and three quarter. 1 second. One moment. Might have to do some digging for that, but
I mean, we can go with the 2 carat as long as you can get that decent color. Because I can go up to, like, cost on this stone, like, up to around maybe 15, 16.
Yeah, we're above that with 2 carats because we're in the
Yeah.
twenties.
I mean, like, carat three quarters.
Yeah, that I'm gonna find. I'll find that. So I earmarked the one I just told you that is 6.97. Probably something like around 1 3/4 is gonna be probably in a neighborhood of 7.5, 7.8, depending on the make and all that. So that should work okay with the trapezoids dimensions too. 6.3. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be a nice segue from the center stone out to the traps without, you know, the traps sticking out too far, like in the on the long end.
Okay, that works.
All right.
So you
All
know
right.
what I need there, and that's
Yeah.
for Friday morning. And
Yep.
then the other brother still wants an oval.
Yes. Natural, right?
Natural oval. Well, the emerald cut's natural too, it's just not the size stone.
I know. That's
But
okay.
I can spend somewhere around 13.
Okay.
I think
Is it
she
going?
wants it.
Is it a white gold or yellow gold piece?
It's white gold. She wants like, that's the 2 carat. Yeah, my cost could be probably around 12 or 13. And it needs to be, like, she wants F color.
I can do what you're looking for. I've got
So it's
a
going to be
couple.
more money.
No, I have a 2 carat E as an Edward SI2 GIA for 12,300.
Okay.
I got two of them actually.
Is it decent? That's
Yeah,
Edward's decent.
one's gonna be better than the other. In fact, the second one I found is a little bit better as far as the SI2. It's a 2 carat ESI2 for 12,550. It's a nice stone. I can earmark that. There's no black whatsoever. How can they do an SI1 if we found them at GRH, do you think, that keeps them in their budget?
Yeah, I can try.
All right, I'll look for that too. Send me a couple of choices there. So this way they can pick and choose visually as to what they like best. Now, the SI2 stuff, I'm going to find only eye clean. I'm not going to find anything with pepper or anything
Oh,
that
I
they're
don't
going
think
to
she's
see.
going to go with an SI2 unless it's just a surprise stone.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If it brings out a surprise and a value that she's not going to be able to, you know, figure out without looking at it, you know, if it's in her best interest, then it'd be a good candidate. But if it's anything that's going to have eye visibles or just not, you know, good
Even
looking.
when you loop it, if it's got any black in it at all, when you loop it, she's not going to like it.
Yeah, no, I get that. All right, so when do we need cells for this guy for? Same day?
Same day. One's coming in 11 and the other one's in the afternoon.
Oh, all right. You may hit the daily double here.
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
That's my thought process here is to be done by Friday.
Oh, that'd be so cool. That would end the weekend on a really incredible note.
Yeah. I just
So.
sold that yellow diamond too. That was not bad.
No, it's because you guys, people, I tell you, people should just not go anywhere else except for you guys.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Put that in your slogan. Don't go anywhere else. Don't go anywhere else but here.
Yeah, it's funny, but you know, seriously, once we get a customer, they're here forever. I mean, I just had a customer come in. She's in from out of town. She lives in Nevada, and they've been ever since I've been here, and I've been here 40 years.
You know what? If they're treated the right way, just that alone, if they're treated the right way, there's no reason for them to go elsewhere.
Yeah, and we'll
Because,
ship stuff to them all the time if they want something fixed.
yeah, because I got tons of customers throughout the years that have got clients that have moved away to other states, other towns. They could easily buy this stuff from somewhere else, but they come back home. They come
Yeah,
back
they do.
to, it's a family thing or it's something they're very familiar with, and they would probably do the same thing for a haircut if they could.
Yeah, it's a trust thing.
Of course. I do it with my stuff. All my stuff's custom for bowling. I go to one guy, and that's it. I don't care if he's more expensive. He does it right every time. And not only does it right every time, he knows how to lay out all my stuff. And he knows how, you know, he's very personable, and he takes my best interest very seriously and how I have everything set up. It's just
right.
It's the same thing for this.
Yeah, you can't think of it as money, that's for sure.
Even for something as stupid as a haircut, I like the same lady that does it, because it's just a number two all the way around. It's nothing big deal. But she's the nicest. She doesn't ask questions, just does exactly what I ask, and you know what? And she's efficient.
Oh, that's funny. You don't have to talk to her. I love that. That doesn't happen in beauty shops.
No. Oh, God, no. But, I mean, it's just, you know, with this, you know, for something as a haircut, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, hey, you want your usual number two? Yep. I'm out in 10 minutes. That's it. I go probably once every 2 months, maybe. You know,
Do me a favor and pick out some good stones and let me get finished on Friday with these people.
Yeah, I will. I'll get busy with this. These will be
all
good.
Right,
you're going to hit the daily double, all right?
Yeah, I think Kent wanted to talk to you, too. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
In florals of spring? Us, too. Picture yourself on one knee, holding a ring that captures your endless love. Browse our spellbinding collection of engagement jewelry, as well as radiant colored gemstone pieces. A world awaits at classjewelers.com.
Hey, you know that mailing thing you sent us?
Yeah.
Well, we already do that.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, but it's still hard. Do you get a better rate or something than we do, or is that possible?
Well, you know, I know why. Because we negotiated it. We do, on average, about 200 packages per day.
Right. So you could negotiate.
Yeah, because I'll tell you why. I have my own private FedEx sometimes. You know, I do for at home. And it costs me more. I only do maybe one package a week. You know, it's not even in this business. It's with bowling. And it costs me a lot more than what if I were to buy a label from our thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's all about volume. Because we're the largest. I think we still are the largest by volume FedEx shipper in the state of New York.
Oh, really?
And by dollar amount. Because we do diamonds and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
So the only thing I could tell you is if you can negotiate something.
Yeah, because, I mean, we used to spend, you know, like $25, $28 on a package. Now they're like $40 and $50 on a package.
Our bill is a little over $750,000 a year.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's what you do. Okay.
So, I mean, it's, you know.
So you can negotiate.
Listen, we've tried others like UPS and they're a disaster. So
yeah.
We'd rather spend a little more and get things done right, especially with what we do. You know, so it's not sometimes it's not always the cheapest, but it's the best as far as getting stuff to people and without any real issues. UPS, they would leave stuff in people's bushes, on doorsteps. It was a disaster. Especially what we do, you can't have mistakes like that or disasters.
Well, I just thought I'd ask about that because we did get that, but we already used it.
I will also find out from other. I have a buddy who is a mailman. I got three friends that deliver mail around here. I'm going to find out maybe from them as to maybe if they are something with the U.S. Postal Service.
Also, if you find out from any of your customers if they're changing to another. I'll too, because our rates went up, our prices went up. I'm not real happy with JM right now.
By a lot, I bet, right? Everything else, everything seems like that. And the hard part is, are you getting a better service for what you're paying? And probably the answer is not really.
The agent told me, she said freestanding stores aren't getting hit as much. I mean, the real money is in these malls and where they're hitting runs and getting out, but she said the freestanding stores don't seem to be, and we're a freestanding store, so I don't know. And they want me to get a new safe. I've got three safes already. I can't put another safe in that room.
Yeah.
It's just the weight wouldn't take it.
I gotta think that mall stores, because of how they're designed, a lot of them are wide open, as far as
right.
you know, that they would be so much easier to knock
that's
off.
That's where most of their losses are coming from.
Is that right? Okay. I mean, I have stores that I've visited that I do business with that are you're not coming in unless you're buzzed in.
We're like that.
Yeah, that's good.
We have a double door system. They can't.
You have a man trap.
Yeah, we can see them from outside, but they gotta be buzzed in the first door. First door has to close before the second door will.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, for us, like even in our area, like we have to go through three. It's the same kind of thing, you know, where one closes and the other opens, and you know, it's a sequential thing. But I think what you're doing is probably the best that I've seen. I mean, I've had stores that I've walked in. It was really easy to get in and out of, and without any real issue. I'm like, man, this is not ideal. I hope that they never have any issues, but ideal, it's too easy. And I've seen stores where you have the same kind of setup where you have to be buzzed in and you know, and identified pretty much before you walk in the store.
Yeah, we got cameras all over too.
Oh yeah. Our cameras, we can used to see what people can eat in the restaurant across the street. We would go up and, you know, I mean, that's how good they were. Where it's like, oh, he's got steak and she's got lobster or whatever. It was a Bar Louie, you know, and yeah, you can see what they're eating.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
do you need these diamonds that we got here to send back?
Not today.
Right away?
No, not today. Not today.
Okay.
Not today.
All right.
I'll be here for you.
Got my questions. If they need you, I know you're there till 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, you know, and if I find other carriers that have other options for you guys, I'll forward you that information as well. I know there's a couple other ones that don't have Zing. I got to find out what they're doing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Let me know if you do anything. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.